Recorded Books presents Hard to Break, Why Our Brains Make Habits Stick, by Russell A. Poldrack, narrated by Tim Fannin. Part 1. The Habit Machine. Why We Get Stuck. 1. What is a habit? Think for a moment about your morning routine. Mine involves walking downstairs from my bedroom, turning on the espresso machine, putting together my breakfast, plain yogurt, blueberries, and nuts, and firing up my laptop to check email, social media, and news. What is so remarkable is that we can perform these kinds of routines without actually thinking about what we are doing. Very rarely do I actually entertain conscious thoughts like, now I need to take out a spoon and scoop the yogurt into the bowl, or now I need to walk from the refrigerator to the counter. When people think of habits, they often jump immediately to bad habits, like smoking, drinking, or overeating, or good habits, like exercise or brushing our teeth. However, these are just the visible tip of a huge iceberg of habits that each of us has. And if you think a bit about what life would be like without them, it's pretty clear that we would quickly succumb to decision paralysis. In his moving book, The Emperor of All Maladies, A Biography of Cancer, Siddhartha Mukherjee describes how we should not think of cancer as something separate from our bodies, because in fact, it is a reflection of exactly the biological functions that keep us alive. Cancer, we have discovered, is stitched into our genome. Cancer is a flaw in our growth, but this flaw is deeply entrenched in ourselves. We can rid ourselves of cancer, then, only as much as we can rid ourselves of the processes in our physiology that depend on growth, aging, regeneration, healing, reproduction. Page 462, Kindle edition. We should think of habits in much the same way. We will see how the stickiness of habits can make behavior very hard to change, but it is exactly this stickiness that makes habits essential for navigating our complex world so effectively. The Poet of Habits. William James was the first great American experimental psychologist. Whereas his brother Henry James is renowned as one of the greatest American novelists, William James stands as one of the greatest thinkers ever to have written about the human mind. In his 1890 book, Principles of Psychology, James wrote what remains one of the most compelling descriptions of habits and their importance, providing a particularly striking picture of just how essential habits are to our everyday lives. The great thing, then, in all education, is to make our nervous system our ally instead of our enemy. For this, we must make automatic and habitual, as early as possible, as many useful actions as we can. There is no more miserable human being than one in whom nothing is habitual but indecision, and for whom the lighting of every cigar, the drinking of every cup, the time of rising and going to bed every day, and the beginning of every bit of work are subjects of express volitional deliberation. Full half the time of such a man goes to the deciding, or regretting, of matters which ought to be so ingrained in him as practically not to exist for his consciousness at all. Page 122, emphasis in original. For James, the idea of habit was defined at its core in terms of automaticity, that is, the degree to which we can perform an action automatically when the appropriate situation arises, without consciously entertaining the intention to do it. Automaticity often only becomes apparent when it makes us do the wrong thing. Nearly all of us have had the experience of intending to make an unusual stop on the way home from work. The dry cleaners is a common example. Only to get home and realize that we forgot to make the stop, because our behavior was carried by the automatic habits that we have built up over driving the same route many times. Just as cancer is the dark side of our cells' mechanisms for growth, errors like these are the flip side of our usually safe reliance on habits. James's notion of making our nervous system our ally instead of our enemy becomes particularly clear when we acquire a new skill, by which we mean a highly tuned ability that we can perform without effort, very similar, in fact, to the concept of a habit. Nearly every aspect of our interactions with the artifacts of our world, from driving a car or riding a bicycle, to using a computer keyboard or smartphone touchpad, involves...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?